What is this about a dog wedding? Kelly sends me these little notes, like ideas to talk about.
Yeah.
Who's dog wedding?
Well, it's not a friend of mine. I just see that people have them on TV, and I want to know if people actually do a dog wedding.
What do you mean a dog wedding?
Where your dog, like you would get Finn or Oscar to marry Alice, and we would have an actual wedding. Do people actually have dog weddings? You don't think so?
No.
Not one person that we know out there, do you think, had one?
No.
Okay. I hope not. Would you attend a dog wedding? Neither would I.
This is so bizarre.
I know.
Well, you know, that's the same. And I love dogs. I have two. I love them. Love, 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 love. You know me. Huge dog lover.
That's why I wondered what your reaction would be.
No, this is dumb.
I agree.
Because here's the thing. They're dogs. They're not people. Okay? They don't choose romantic partners. They may have buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, friends that they like to see at doggy daycare or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But they're not humans. So when you call your dog child, it sounds kind of weird.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I know this is judgmental. I know I'm pissing people off.
Yeah.
But like your dog, for example, is not your daughter. That's one of the things that drives me. It just sounds so weird to me when people say, oh, yeah, this is my daughter. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's your dog. Come out of you? It's not your daughter. Did you adopt that? Like from a human adoption agency? No.
No.
That's an animal.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. And
it's
I think
a pet.
People spend money on this. And then I wonder if people register if there's a...
Oh, God.
I just wonder if this is
a
thing.
Where did you even see this?
I see this on TV shows, like reality shows.
Why it's not reality.
I know. Well, that's my question. Now, is it really just made up in reality world? This could be someone out there who had a dog wedding. I'm telling you. Maybe they're not listening right now.
Yeah.
But
okay, 7-9 Coast, and now I scared you away. If you really did have a dog wedding, then please call because I don't believe it exists.
And convince us as to why.
No, you don't even have to do that. You just have to prove that what Kelly's seeing is not only fake reality TV.
Yeah, I am starting to realize that a lot of it is fake, but I still love it.
I know.
Yeah.
It is still entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't have to think about it. It's just like mindless background.
Complete nonsense.
Yeah, and you go, wow, this is crazy. Imagine these people's lives.
Right.
They're throwing dog weddings and fighting with each other at fancy restaurants. Have you ever noticed
that? You got the gist of
it. Like, the housewives have these all-out fights at fancy restaurants. Like, if I saw the housewives being seated near me, I'd be like, oh, I'm out. I'm going to Mickey D's.
Well, see, and then I would be like, you sit down. We're about to watch a show.
I know, but it's like these people just are the most disruptive tables.
I know. It is ridiculous.
And can you imagine? They better tip well.
I know.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Shyla.
Okay, oh Shyla, did you have a dog wedding?
I have not.
Okay.
But the local animal shelter, Responsible Pet Care, did.
Okay, well, that's different because it's like a fundraiser event.
I don't know about that.
Was it kind of weird?
Yeah, it was on their Facebook page.
Okay, so they had a marriage. Was there, what would...
I want to say there was a registry as well.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, I bet that's a fun little way to raise money and get items for the food, for the shelter.
Sure. Was
like
there...
Like pet food and pet items and...
Like open bar or like open bark?
Oh, my God.
There was an Amazon registry. That's all I know.
There was an Amazon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But again, it's probably for the shelter. Like, I think that's kind of cute. That's a cute way to do it. But I mean, if you're an adult human.
Like, if you and I married our dogs, it'd be so weird.
Well, right.
Well, let me tell you, Blake.
Oh, boy. Okay. Go ahead.
My soulmate was my dog, Ace. I adored him.
Oh.
He adored me. We loved each other.
What was the dog's name?
Ace.
Oh. Yeah, no, I know. I'm not discounting that at all, but you wouldn't have married the dog.
No, I'm all set.
Yeah, right. See, it's weird. Isn't it weird?
It is weird.
Look, you know, you do you. If you want to, if you have a dog and the dog, excuse me, and the dog loves the neighbor dog, you know, and they always hang out. And you feel that you need to perform a marriage for the dog, then okay, whatever. Like, good for you. But it's weird. They're not humans. They don't...
It is strange.
You know, they hump each other and lick their butts. They can be our soulmates, but they're still not humans.
Yeah, they're very dirty.
We don't need to do our human things to them, you know?
Exactly.
So I think it's really interesting, Blake. You have stepchildren, but none of your own.
Right.
And I think it's interesting that you're not
Oh, calling it the daughter?
Dog, yeah.
The only phrase that I use from that whole world is dog dad. I do say I'm a dog dad.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's not like on Father's Day I expect a card.
Or you say, come on, sons.
No, that would be weird. I don't know. Yeah, it's like, I'm their mother. No, I'm not. I'm not their...
Yeah.
I'm dog dad, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Is your dog's name Alice?
It mm-hmm. is.
My daughter's name is Alice.
Oh,
see,
very
okay.
cool.
Now, here's an example. Perfect example. Thank you for that. Kelly has a dog named Alice.
Correct.
You have a daughter named Alice.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there we go. Well, thank you so much for being up and calling.
Absolutely. I love you guys.
Proud member of the 5 o'clock club every day?
Every day.
I love it.
You're the best.
I love it. Where do you live?
Oxford.
Oxford. Oh, okay. Well.
The Oxford post office?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, have
guess
a.
What? I won't be working there much longer. So
uh-oh.
I'll be at the 8 o'clock club.
Oh wow!
Good for
lucky you.
Sleeping in.
Wow.
That's the life, sister.
That's awesome. Well, you'll probably still get up kind of early. You sound like a morning person.
Oh no!
No, she's like, screw that. No, are you kidding? There she goes.
Take this job and shove it.
All right. Have a great morning. Thanks for calling.
You too.
See you later. Bye bye.